It's the Forces Station BFS with Rich Wyeth, and we've got our Army Biathlon update now with Mark Goodson, who's the Army and British Biathlon Union Secretary. He's in Hogfilton. Happy New Year to you, Mark. How are things with you?
And a Happy New Year to you as well, Richard, and to all the listeners from all the Army and British biathletes and cross-country skiers here in snowy, I repeat the word, snowy, Hogfilton. Not been a lot. About 6 inches, and it makes the place look very pretty. Obviously, 6 inches back in the UK would have all the schools closed and the buses stopped and trains diverted. But it's a start. We really need a good foot more to continue the season the way we would like to. And already in the lack of snow, we've talked about it before Christmas, meant that World Cup 4, scheduled this week to be held in Oberhof in central Germany, has been transferred to Ruhpolding down in Bavaria, which of course is the home of the Army champs in 3 weeks' time. So Ruhpolding will have a double header with World Cup 4 and World Cup 5. Not a lot of snow there, but they've made quite a bit, and it is snowing slightly, so they should just get away with it. And the British team, to remind new listeners, it's Corporal Amanda Lightfoot from the Adjutant General's Corps, and the males, only two this week, Lance Corporal Marcel Laponder, 39 Engineer Regiment, and young Scott Dixon of the Cairngorm Biathlon Nordic Ski Club. There is no IBU Cup, that's the second tier races for Great Britain, until February. This is because of the regionals, Exercise Spartan Hike and Pipe Down, which start next weekend in France, where it is just beginning to snow, so they should be all right as well.
Well, that's good news. Obviously, my snow dancing over Christmas helped you out in the Alps and that. And you're in Hochfilzen at the moment, as we're starting to build up towards the Army Champs, but you've got a special championship happening this week.
We are indeed. Hochfilzen was the home of World Cup 2 before Christmas, and it's the 20th time the Royal Armoured Corps have been here. And, of course, it incorporates the Army Air Corps and the Royal Artillery and quite a few guest teams. And, in fact, there are 41 teams competing this week, which includes 15 ladies' teams. And one of them, for the first time ever, is the Royal Navy ladies' team. A total of 236 athletes altogether. Three races during the week, 10 for the men and 7.5 kilometer for the ladies' classic cross-country, biathlon sprint and a biathlon relay. They had the first snow of the season here on New Year's Day, as I say, just 6 inches, but they already had quite a good base of artificial snow and snow they'd brought in off the mountains left over from the World Cup. As I say, it's making things look pretty, but we do need more snow. And, of course, next week we'll be getting the results of the races, which start midweek.
So, big week in Hochfilzen, and then obviously a build-up then starts building up towards the Army Champs later on in the season.
It does indeed. The athletes go from here to one of the regional championships, Spartan Hike in Serre-Chevalier or Pipe Down at Les Contamines. As I say, it looks like there'll be just enough snow for both of those. And then they top 160 athletes, then come on to the Armies, which start on the 23rd of this month in Ruhpolding. And the first big snow of the year is forecast for that very week in Ruhpolding.
So we keep everything firmly crossed, and we look forward to getting an update with you again next week, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you, and Happy New Year once again.